Kaf Ayin Hei Sif Beis. We have a number of sifim. The last one is going to be the one which is the one which is the most irrelevant. The other ones are interesting discussions, but they're not so lamaisa, so they're not so practical. So we'll just try and go through them quickly to cover ground. So Sif Beis says, Im Ein Lo Yirato Satibu Rishon Elamar. Let's say somebody, which is not the most unusual, somebody just forgot something on the shopping list or something, so they show up at the Seder, and the only vegetable which they have is maror. So you're supposed to have one vegetable for karpas and a different vegetable for maror, and all you have is maror. So what are you supposed to do? So Shulchan Aruch says, Yivarech Olav B'tibur Rishon Brei Pri Adama. So when you do the first dipping, which is by karpas, so you make the bracha Brei Pri Adama, ve'al achilas maror, and then you make the bracha on maror as well, because l'maisa you are eating maror at that time. Ubitibul Hasheni, and then when you do the second dipping, which is motzi matzah maror, and then korech, so you belena b'charosas. That's when you dip it in charosas. V'yochlena below bracha, and then you're going to eat without it making any bracha. The brachah adama was already covered anyways, and since you already ate the matzah, and then you, according to that opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, you already fulfilled the mitzvah, so you wouldn't go ahead and repeat the bracha again. Mishabur mentions that there are a lot of poskim that disagree with this, and they maintain that. That you should actually have in mind, where specifically you should have in mind when the first eating to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah of maror, even though it's not going to be done in conjunction with motzi matzah maror, it's not going to be specifically in that order. According to some, because it says al matzus umrom yochlu, it's mostly matzah and then maror, so you're not really going to fulfill the mitzvah anyways. But nonetheless, you should make the bracha. But he goes ahead and discusses that the details as far as that is concerned. Shechianu just by Kiddush. Shechianu. Right. And that's one feature. That covers everything. Okay. Now, Siv Gimel, we say, Bala Matzah Yatza. Now, again, for our hard matzahs, this would be, I think, impossible. It says if you just swallow the matzah just straight down without any chewing whatsoever, so, you're besides a sore throat, you're yotzeh. Avalim bar mara lo yotzeh, but in the event that a person just swallows mara straight, so he's not going to be yotzeh, does not fulfill the mitzvah, detam mara ba'inan v'leka, because it's required that a person should taste the bitterness of the mara, and if you just swallow it straight down, you're not going to taste it. And even in the event, again, with our shiurim, it would seem to be impossible to do, but even in the event that a person took the matzah and the maror together and put it all just, straight down the throat, also, so the matzah one fulfills, maror is the obligation of maror one does not fulfill. Now let's say you went ahead and took something which grows out on the outside of a palm tree, and you wrap that around your maror or your matzah. Safi de matzah lo yatzah. So then, one doesn't even fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, because even though you don't have to taste the matzah and you're allowed to swallow it straight, when you go ahead and you put a wrapper around it, so that's not considered to be lefish ein derech achila b'kach. That's not the normal way of eating. And l'chol hapachos, at the very least, one has to do something which is an act of eating for the matzah, and this is not. If you wrap it in another food, however, so then the mitzvah would go ahead and be fulfilled. Still,
what's the wrap?
Huh? Well, that'll depend on what you have.
Would you
need the outside wrap, or would you make the wrap? No, not necessarily. It could be that the inside is thick, and the outside is just holding it. Together. Now, Steve Dalit. Achal matzah below kavana. Let's say a person eats matzah without the intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Gedon shansuhu akum olistim lechol. For example, a bunch of Gentiles or thieves decided that it would be a funny thing to go ahead and make a Jew eat matzah. Yatzei lechavasos. Even though one did not intend to fulfill the mitzvah, as long as one didn't have intent specifically not to fulfill the mitzvah, so according to Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled. Is nonetheless fulfilled. Kiven shiyodeh shalayla Pesach b'shehu chayev b'achilas matzah. As long as the person is being forced is aware that tonight is Pesach, and he knows that he's obligated to eat matzah, and that's what he's doing. The reason why, even though we really passed the mitzvah srichos kavana, that mitzvahs require intent in order to fulfill them, anything which involves eating, we assume that that's automatic intent, because one benefits from it. So the only way that one would eat matzah and not fulfill the mitzvah, as far as this sif is concerned, is if one has specific intent not to fulfill the mitzvah. Aval. Im Sabar Shulchol, but if a person is completely lost, he thinks that it's the middle of the week, meaning not Yontif, O She'en Zu Matzah, or he looks at this, and it's a Temani Matzah, but he looks at it and says, this is a Matzah, this is Pita, and therefore decides that he's not fulfilling the mitzvah, even though it may technically be Matzah, so Lo Yatzah. So if one doesn't have any realization, that's really what we call Misasek, and the mitzvah is not going to be fulfilled in that case. Generally, we translate nichve as epilepsy. So a person eats matzah in an epileptic fit. I don't think that's really possible that a person is going through this, but I mean that the person is temporarily insane. So in a moment of temporary insanity, the person goes out and eats matzah. Usually it goes the other way. After the eating, you lose your mind. But here, you lost your mind, and then you regained it afterwards. So a person has to go ahead and eat the matzah again after he recovers. Because that eating took place while the person was exempt from mitzvahs. While the person is in that temporary state of insanity, so mitzvahs cannot be fulfilled. Okay, see Vav now, and this is the one which we've discussed before, but this is the one which is practical. We already know it, so we can do it quickly. Achol kezayis, chatzi zayis. A person, he eats half an olive's volume of matzah. V'chazav achol kachatzi zayis, and then he eats another half olive's volume of matzah. So in totality, he ate a full olive's volume. Just did it in two stages, a stutter step. So yatzah. So he's going to fulfill the mitzvah. U'bevad shelo yishev ben achilu chaverto yosem k'dei achilas pas. As long as, the way the Mishnah explains, from the beginning of eating number one to the end of eating number two, it was not longer than the period which we identify as k'dei achilas pas. Again, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 minutes. So then the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled. Behind the commencement in Tough Rishud Beis, Sif Dalad, where in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, where he elaborates more on how exactly we measure k'dei achilas pas. But for our purposes, this is all b'dyavad, the Mishnah Berurah says. But as we talked about the other day, the chatzi, the person is supposed to eat the kezayis all at once.